heard the story of JCPenney, the founder of that super retail outlet? Is JCPenney around these days? Remember going down there in Miami and those malls in Fort Lauderdale? And the first thing we do is you got to check out JCPenney. Well, that super outlet was named after a man who advanced years before he committed his life to the Lord Jesus. JCPenney had been a good and upright man, honest and hardworking, but primarily interested in becoming a success and making lots of money. He says, when I worked for $6 a week at Jocelyn's Dry Goods store back in Denver, it was my ambition in the sense of wealth and money to be worth $100,000. When I reached $100,000, he said, I felt a certain temporary satisfaction, but it soon wore off, and my sights were set on becoming worth $1 million. At any rate, Mr. and Mrs. Penney worked hard to expand the business, but one day Mrs. Penney caught cold and pneumonia developed, which claimed her life. It was then JCPenney realized that having money was a poor substitute for the real purpose in living. When my life died, he said, my world crashed about me. To build a business, to make a success in the eyes of others, to accumulate money, what was the purpose of life? What was money? What has money meant to my wife, now dead? He said, I felt mocked by life. I felt mocked by God. After several more fiery trials, JCPenney found himself in financial ruin and deep distress. It was then that God could deal with his self-righteous nature and the overriding money he had, the love he had for money. After his spiritual conversion, JCPenney testified to God's working in his life this way, quote, I had to pass through fiery ordeals before reaching glimmerings of conviction that it was not enough for a person to be upright and moral. When I was brought to humility and the knowledge of my dependence on God, sincerely and earnestly seeking God's aid, it then became a real to me and a light illumined my being. I could not otherwise describe it other than to say it changed me as a human being, end quote. So the story of JCPenney reminds us that when we tell ourselves I can never change or that that will never happen to me, we presume too much and believe too little. When faced with the transforming power of Jesus of Nazareth, the human life of God, all our final conclusions become premature and talk of determinism erodes into bad faith. In Christ Jesus, God opens closed doors, brings resurrection, reveals possibilities, reclaims the lost, liberates the cursed and possessed, and changes the unchangeable. Now life's little suggestions. Plant a tree on your birthday. Donate 2 pints of blood every year. Make new friends, but cherish the old ones. Keep secrets. Take lots of snapshots. Never refuse homemade brownies. Don't postpone joy. And ask someone to pick up your mail and daily paper when you're out of town. Folks, those are the first things potential burglars look for. That's our pick-me-upper for today. Thanks for sharing.